Okay, Rabbeisai, we're holding Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the final line on the bottom of the Amud. Ayin Amud Aleph, the last line. But the Gemara begins. Boy minei Rav Meirav Nachman, Yoyrish Mahu Shevatel Rishus. What is this all about? We have a Yid that was living in a Chotzer. He should have made an Erev together with everybody else in the Chotzer. Unfortunately, the father forgot. And the reason why he forgot, apparently, because unfortunately he was very sick, or at least on the verge, because unfortunately on Shabbos he passed away. He, the father, did not participate in the Erev, nor had he made a Bittul Rishus. The question is, now that the father is no longer here, there is his Yoresh, and his Yoresh is here. And he says, well, I'd love to be able to assist all the people to be able to go and carry in the Chatzar. Question is, can he make a Bittul Rishus at this time? He could not have participated in the Eder from Erev Shabbos. He could not have made a Bittul Rishus from Erev Shabbos because his father was still alive. But now that his father passed away, can we allow him to do a Bittul Rishus? The Gemara says on the top of Ayin Omid Beis, the Gemara says perhaps the din of Bittul Rishus is dependent on the din of Hilchos Erevin. A person who is able to go and make an Erev, that same person is able to make a Bittul Rishus. But this individual, meaning the Yoresh, if he wanted to go and make an Erev, he could not make an Erev. Therefore, maybe he cannot go and make a Bittul. In other words, what the Gemara is asking on the first tzad is that the authority to give Bittul Rishus is exactly the same authority to be able to go and give an Erev. If I don't live in a particular chatzir, I cannot make an Erev in that chatzir because I don't belong there. Same thing as I cannot make a Bittul Rishus. So the two lechayda go hand in hand. So this Yoresh on Erev Shabbos, he could not participate in the Erev because he didn't live in this chatzir. He didn't belong to him. He was zero. So he couldn't make a Bittul Rishus at that time either, had he wanted to. But now that his father passed away, do we say that things have changed? Maybe he can make a Bittul. Why? Oidilma Yorish Karadavuhu. Maybe we consider Yorish to be Karadavuhu. Karadavuhu is a Talmudic expression, which means the leg of his father. What it really means is an extension of his father, just like you heard authoritatively from Uri, who davened Hallel so beautifully this morning. A Yorish is an extension of the father. And just like the father was able to go and make an Erev, he didn't, but he was able to. And his father could have made a Bittul Rishus, but he didn't. So now the son takes over the place of the father. He is the successor, and he fills the shoes of the father, and perhaps he can make a Bittul Rishus.
Would he also be an extension of the father if the father's alive?
No, because he doesn't own it.
Only the one that is either owning or living in the chatzar has authority to go and
give.
Well,
we learned earlier that employees or farm workers
and they have to be household members.
Right.
They cannot be employees and work virtually from California.
Right.
They
got
to be here on the premises. So the son was not on the premises and it didn't belong to him. Even if he was there together with his father would have been the person with the principal right of Erev and Bittul Rishus. The father sat on his right. He didn't do anything. The question is whether the son can now take over. Says the Gemara, in fact, it's a machloikis. Now, who's the one that is Ani Oimer? That is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Ani Oimer Mavatul. I believe that the Yorish takes over and fills the shoes of the father, and he can make a Bittul Rishus after his father passed away. Vahani Dvei Shmuel Tanu. However, those that learn the Bismedish of Shmuel, they say that Ein Mavatul. So we have a machloikis now whether a Yorish can be Mavatul or a Yorish cannot be Mavatal. And now the Gemara asks a series of three kashas on Rav Nachman. Kasha number one, Eitzveh. Zehaklal. We're going to have a Braisa. The Braisa is going to give us general rules. And then the Gemara is going to explain every word of the Braisa in another few lines. So we start. Eitzveh. Zehaklal. This is the general rule. Kosha muta lemikze Shabbos, huta lechole Shabbos. If you were able to go and carry for part of the Shabbos, you're able to carry for the entire Shabbos. V'chol shenesel mikzah Shabbos, but if you were aser, it was prohibited to go and carry for part of Shabbos, nesel l'chol Shabbos, then it becomes prohibited for the entire Shabbos. Chutz, with the exception of mimavatul rishus. Vatar Rishus, as we've learned before, even though at the outset of Shabbos you could not carry because they didn't make an Erev, but when the person who didn't join in the Erev goes and makes a Bitul Rishus, then you can start carrying. So now the Gemara repeats the whole Braisa word for word and explains. In the ratio we said, Kol Shehuter L'Mikzah Shabbos. If it's Mutter for part of Shabbos, Mutter L'Chol Shabbos, then the entire Shabbos it's Mutter. Kigoin, give an example, Kigoin Erev Derech HaPesach, V'nistam HaPesach. Erev Derech HaLoin, V'nistam HaLoin. What does that mean? You have two chatzeros adjacent to one another. In each chatzer, Baruch Hashem, they made an Erev, and people were able to go and carry in chatzer A. And the people who lived in chatzer B were able to carry in chatzer B. Now they wanted to be able to have that the chatzer A people should be able to carry into chatzer B. And the chatzer B people should be able to go and carry into chatzer A. And Baruch Hashem, there's a Pesach. There was a doorway which connected the two chatzeres. Or there was a large enough window to connect the two chatzeres. And they made an Eruvei chatzeres. Or a Shetufei Mavois. They were ma'arev from Erev Shabbos, the two chatzeres, to be able to carry from A to B and B to A, and everything was great. Shabbos morning, they wake up and they unfortunately heard that there was a terrible building collapse overnight, and or a terrible storm overnight, and that sealed off the Pesach. It's impossible to open up the door or to open up the window because it's totally closed up as a result of the collapse, as a result of the storm, whatever. So now from this point on, there is no Pesach and no Chaloyim connecting the two Chatzeres. The question is, can you continue to go and carry from A to B and B to A? Now, an initial obvious question is, if the door is sealed and so is the window, then how are you going to carry from one to another? There's no way of getting through from A to B. So Rashi says it's talking about that perhaps they can go and pass things over the roof. In other words, you have two people that have ladders on both sides, and they'll pass it over the wall that separates between the two chatzeres. And or there were small little cubby holes in the wall that they were able to go and extend small items from A to B. So says our Raisa, that even though at this point, had Friday night at the time of Bnei Shemoshes, had the door been sealed, they would not have been able to go and make an Erev, because there is no connection between A and B, even though small little holes don't do the trick, and carrying it over the wall, you could not make an Erev based on that. However, you can make an Erev based on a Pesach or a Chaloyim. So there was a Pesach Chaloyim at the time of Bnei Shemoshes, but there is no such Pesach Chaloyim anymore Shabbos morning because of the building collapse. Says the Braisa, Kol Shehuter L'Mikzas HaShabbos, since it was Mutter already on Friday night because at that time there was a Pesach or a Chaloyim, Mutter L'Chol HaShabbos, Kigoyin, like the Gemara said, Kan Erev Derech Pesach, Menistam HaPesach, Erev Derech Chaloyim, Menistam Chaloyim. Now we started off the Braisa, Zeh HaKlal. This is the general rule. Now the Braisa could have begun, Zok the Braisa, Kol Shemutel Mikzah Shabbos, Hutel L'Chol HaShabbos. Why did it say Zeh HaKlal? Zeh HaKlal comes to add something. Zeh HaKlal Asuye, Movi Shenitlu Koyroisav Oy L'Choyav. What happens if before Shabbos you had a Movi? And we learned in the very first Mishnah of our Masechta, if you have a Movi She'enay Mefulash, that means like a cul-de-sac, like a dead-end street, that you have three walls from three sides, but it's open on the fourth side. So Minatoy, you'd be able to go and carry without any difficulty. However, the Rabbanan said, you know what's going to happen? People live across the street will say, hey, how come all of these fine Jews are able to go and carry, and we cannot carry? And they will get carried away. And they'll say, looks like we can all carry, it's not a problem, there must be an Erev, everything is fine. But they don't realize that the reason why the people are able to carry in this cul-de-sac is because it has three walls. But the people who live across the street, they have an open street, like most of our streets, where you only have two walls, and therefore you cannot carry. So to be able to identify and designate this as a special area that you're allowed to carry, the Chacham said, put up a koira or a lechi. Lechi means a pole in front of the movi before you enter, and koira means a beam on the top. Anyway, so in fact, before Shabbos, there was a koira, or there was a lechi, and everything was perfect. And guess what happened? On Friday night, whilst everybody was sleeping, there was a terrible, terrible storm, hurricane, tornado, building collapse, whatever it was, and the koira and or the lechi came tumbling down. So there's no more koira or lechi now. So now, what's the din? Zeaklal. That's what the klal comes to add. That since it was mutter lemikzah Shabbos, it's mutter lechol leShabbos, even though the koira and lechi fell down. That's the first part of the brisa. And now we go to the second part of the brisa. Brisa continues on. Kol shenasar lemikzah Shabbos. In any case that it was aser lemikzah Shabbos, in other words, you started off Shabbos and it was aser, nesar lechol leShabbos, it remains aser for the entire Shabbos, lechol leShabbos, kula. Keep going. Give an example that it started off aser. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidur shesaravim. You have two houses which are on two ends of the shesaravim. They could be facing each other, like you have here, for instance, on Western Avenue. You have one house on the east side of Western Avenue, one house on the west side of Western Avenue, and you cannot carry because it's a major thoroughfare in between. You got Rosh Hashanah, you can't carry. And guess what happens? Shabbos morning, nobody notices. Ve'hekifam nochrim, goyim come from somewhere else, and they decide they're going to go and put walls around from 91st Street to 92nd Street, all. And anybody that lives now on Western Avenue between 91 and 92 is now enclosed by walls from all four sides. Until now, he only had the west side had a wall and the east side had a wall. Now the northern side and the southern side, from all four sides, they are now totally walled in. Oh, now it doesn't mean necessarily that they can't get out. Could be they also have a doorway. But the point is that from all four sides, they're now walled in. Since they're all walled in, it's no longer a shesaravim. So had this happened on Friday, they'd be able to carry freely on Shabbos. But on Friday, this was still a Rosh Hashanah, and it was aser. Now on Shabbos, there is this new Mexican wall, Chinese wall, that goes and surrounds them from all sides. What's the halacha? V'kifin nachar mechitza b'Shabbos. So that's what the Braisa says. Kosher nasa v'mikta Shabbos. Since when we started off Shabbos at Bein HaShemoshes on Friday night, it was aser because it was a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. Even though the character of this Rosh Hashanah has now changed drastically and dramatically, it's no longer Rosh Hashanah, it's now four walls, a room and a room. Nevertheless, it remains aser. Now, it said Zehaklal. Truth of the matter, it only said one Zehaklal at the beginning of the Braisa. But Rashi says, we allocate that Zehaklal both for the Reisha and for the Sefer. So now the Zehaklal is Suyamai. What does the Zehaklal come to include? La Suye Meis Nochri B'Shabbos. What happens if there was a Nochri there in the Chotzer from Erev Shabbos? He lived there. They should have made Tzchirus Rishus, but they didn't make Tzchirus Rishus. And therefore, as a result, it was also to go and carry on Shabbos in that Chotzer. And guess what happened subsequently? He unfortunately passed away on Shabbos. As a result of passing away, maybe that frees up the Chotzer we should be able to go and carry. Says the Braisa, Kosher Nasa Lemikta Shabbos, Nasa Lechol Shabbos Kulam. Okay. Says the Brice at the very tippy end, Uktani chutz mevavatel rishus. Except for the case of bitl rishus. What means bitl rishus? That at the start of Shabbos, we had, let's say, five people in this chutzah. Four people had participated in the Erev. The fifth person forgot. He came too late. He didn't remember. For whatever reason, he did not participate. So, as we've learned throughout our parak, we have an Eitzah. And the Eitzah is, we say to him, Yankel, you didn't participate in the Erev. Oi! I didn't participate in the Erev. I'm so sorry. I know what that means. People won't be able to carry. I mevatel my rishus to everybody. I no longer have rishus in this chotzer the entire Shabbos. Whatever power, authority, control, ownership rights, I go and I mevatel them. I annul them. I abdicate. and therefore I'm out of here. And now all the rest can go and carry. Oh, very good. So this is therefore an exception to the rule, where on Friday night they were not able to carry in the chotzer because they did not have an eruv. But Shabbos morning, when the person said, I'm mevatel my rishus, all of a sudden, all the doors open, everybody can carry back and forth, with the exception of Yankel, this poor fellow that didn't participate in the eruv. Okay, so that's the pshat in the braisa, and now the Gemara is medayik. Remember, we're asking a kashya now on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said before that if chas v'sholom a Jew passes away on Shabbos, that was the case in the Amud Aleph, meis yoredesh mahu, and Rashi says yoredesh shochach oviv v'loy irev, the father did not go and participate in the Erev. The father could have participated. He was a Jewish fellow, but unfortunately he passed away. And now the son takes over. Said Rav Nachman, even though at the outset of Shabbos it was also to go and carry because this person was not mishtatef in the Erev and he was not mevatel reshus, if subsequently he passes away, the son can go and be mevatel reshus, and then all of a sudden it will be mutter to go and carry once again. The Braisa said in the Seifa that normally something which is Osir l'miktzah Shabbos is Nesar l'chola Shabbos. If it was Osir on Friday night, it's Osir the entire Shabbos. The only exception, said the Braisa, is Chutz m'mavatel reshus. Freik the Gemara, why is it only say m'mavatel reshus? And Shachar should go and say, number one, m'mavatel reshus. And number two, and a yoyresh, that a yoyresh can also go and change the complexion and allow for a heter to go and carry on Shabbos. So if you more from the lashon of the brayis, chutz mevatel reshus sounds like iun, only him, in other words, only the mevatel reshus that had been there from before Shabbos, he can go and be mevatel reshus now, but yoyresh loy, a brand new yoyresh that comes in the scene, lechayra, cannot. The Gemara's Havamina is a bissel a shvera Havamina, because when we say Chutz Mevatel Reshus, how will the Yoyrish permit the carrying in the Chotzer? He doesn't just go and say presto, or abracadabra, or yirotzoin. He has to relinquish his Reshus, he has Mevatel Reshus. That's what it said in the Braisa, Chutz Mevatel Reshus. Why would I think the Mevatel Reshus excludes a Yoyrish? Mevatel Reshus means anybody and everybody that has the right and the authority to make a bitul reshus. He'll make a bitul reshus. So the Gemara is diyuk as l'chayr a bitul shver, and that's why, in fact, Tosis disagrees with Rashi. And ultimately, that's the Gemara's teretz. Says Gemara, Eima chutz mi toiras bitul reshus. When it says in the Braisa, Uktani chutz, it doesn't mean chutz, somebody who was there from Erev Shabbos and continues to be there Shabbos, and he is now mevatel reshus on Shabbos morning, for instance, but also anybody that is betoras bitul reshus. Who's betoras bitul reshus? The yoresh. That if the father passed away, the yoresh now, he can no longer make an erev. It's already Shabbos, but he can mevatel reshus. And so therefore, the kasha that we asked in Rav Nachman, the Gemara has rejected and said, the loshim mevatel reshus could include the yoresh as opposed to excluding the Yoyrish. And now we want to ask kasha number two on Rav Nachman. Eisvei. Ech v'ni chotzer shemeis. Oh, our case, a person passed away in the chotzer. V'niach reshusay li'echod min hashuk. And he went and gave as an inheritance his right in the chotzer to a person min hashuk. Now the word min hashuk doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't his relative. Ech min hashuk means someone who did not live in this chotzer until now. Someone who lived somewhere else. Somewhere else. Aha. Now, when did this individual pass away? He passed away mid-boyim, on Friday. In such a case, oyser, then this new person who owns the reshus in this chotzer, if and when he comes on the scene, and even if he doesn't come on the scene, because we said before, by Yisrael, even if he's not there, he could go and aser, as opposed to a Gentile, if he's not there, he doesn't aser. Anyway, so this Jew that now owns the Rishus in this Chotzer, he owned the Rishus already Meboidyoim on Friday, because the person who lived in the Chotzer passed away Meboidyoim on Friday. So he's Oyser. He asers, in other words, he has to participate by going and making an Erev, or to go and do a bit of Rishus, but he's got to do something. What happens, Mishach HaSheicha? What happens if one of the Bnei Chatzar only passed away on Friday night after Shabbos already began? Einei Oyser, then he doesn't go in Aser anymore. Why? Because, like we said before, once it's Hutter, Lemitzas HaShabbos, it remains Mutter L'chol HaShabbos. Okay. Continuing the Braisa. V'yachana Menashuk Shemes, V'niach Rishusay Li'echem Mnei Chatzar. What happens the other way around? Someone from the Shuk, in other words, he did not live in this Chatzar. He passed away. V'niach Rishusay Li'echem Mnei Chatzar. And he left his Rishus to one of the Bnei Chatzar. Now, even though the Echem and Ashuk passed away, he was not presently here, but Rashi says, Hoyuloi beis dira b'chotzer zu. He owned a dira in this chotzer. So when we say Echem and Ashuk, that means he was temporarily living elsewhere, but he owned a dira here inside this chotzer. V'niach Rishus li'Echem and Ashuk. And now he left his Rishus to one of his former Shechinim, one of the neighbors who lives in the Chatzar. If he died meboid yoim, ein oiser, then he doesn't aser. Why? Because the Shochin who lives in this Chatzar, he niech reshus li'ech b'nei Chatzar, one of the Shechinim in the b'nei Chatzar. So that b'nei Chatzar anyway is going to participate in the Erev because he lives in this Chatzar already for the last year, 2, 5, 10, 20. So he's accustomed to participate in the Erev. So now he'll continue to participate in the Erev, on not only on behalf of his own property, but of the new property, the newly acquired property. So, any oisa, he won't ask. Misha Chashecha, however, if that person who owned the dira passed away on Shabbos, oiser, then the Shachan, unfortunately, will aser on him. Why will aser on him? Because since the person who passed away did not participate in the Erev, he was also not Mevatel Rishus. Now it's Shabbos. That person who passed away at the outset of Shabbos, we were not able to go and carry. So if it was Osir at the beginning of Shabbos, it continues to be Osir. So Freik Dimara, well, why? I don't understand. Amai Oisir, why does it say that if he passed away on Shabbos, that it remains Osir? Who now owns that Dira in the Chatzar? The Shochin. That Shochin, the Vatel. Let him go and do a Bittel. After all, Rav Nachman said that a Yoresh can exercise Bittel Rishus. So that's our case. Unfortunately, one of the Chatzar owners passed away on Shabbos. It was Osir until now because he didn't go participate in the Erev, but he was not Mevatel Rishus. So let the Yoresh be Mevatel Rishus. Why does it say, Misha Chashecha, Oiser?
In this case, the Echem in a Shuk, did he normally every Shabbos participate in this Erev, even though he doesn't live there, or he didn't participate?
It really makes no difference whether he did or he didn't. This particular Shabbos, he did not. Any Shabbos,
that's what he denied in this particular Shabbos. If he would have, then it would have been a good. Even though he died, since Mitzvah Shabbos, it was already good, so it
would have been good for the rest of Shabbos. Correct. But he did not participate this week. Whether historically he always participated or not, we don't have a record in the Gemara what his previous conduct was.
It's not clear that he.
But this particular Shabbos, he did not participate in the Erev. And he also was not Mevatel Rishus. And therefore, it's on all fours with the original question that the Gemara started off with.
Right.
So we want to know, can the Yorish Mevatel? It would appear that he cannot, because it says in this Braisa that it's Osur. Frank, my Oisin Mevatel. And for the Gemara, my oisin nami diktani ad shivatel. 100% yes, you can be mevatel. All we're saying is that unfortunately, if this person passed away on Shabbos, and there's a yoyrish that has rights here in this chotzer, and he's living here in the chotzer, that's the shochin. So until he does something, it's going to be osur. Why? Because the person who passed away had not participated in the erev and didn't do a bittul rishus, so we're all stuck. Osur. Oh, but I have an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Call the guy up. You can't call upon him on Shabbos, but you can meet him in the street and say, Yanko, did you hear Nebuchadnezzar tragedy? Yeah, Bel Vessel. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar passed away. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Avelis Shabbos. You're right. I'm happy at Shabbos. Most of Shabbos will be upset. But I can't go and carry. But you, who's the Yorish? I was appointed the Yorish. I have a cap cabinet that said, really? Can you do Bittur Shus? I'll be delighted. Make Bittur Shus, and that'll be Bittur.
What was Shochen?
Shochen means a neighbor. And a Shochen Tov is a good neighbor. Good. Toshima, on to the next price. And again, we're going to have another kasha on Rav Nachman. Vushteit on the Brayse Yisrael v'ger shruyim b'megura achaz. You have a Yisrael and a ger that lived in one granary. Now this granary wasn't just grain, because they had a place to go and live. They had two separate rooms within the granary, and one room was for the Yisrael, one room was for the ger, and both of them had doors from their rooms to the outside chatzah. And so therefore, if they're the only two people that live in this chatzah, they're osrim zeh al zeh, and they're going to have to make an erev. Okay, fine. Presumably they made an erev for many years. Now guess what happens? Ger, the Yisrael beger shruim b'murachas, umeis ger meboyjoim. Unfortunately, the ger passed away on Erev Shabbos. Now, if nothing else happened, l'choyre vis-a-vis the Yisrael, he can go and carry now on Shabbos, because there's nobody that shteres, nobody interferes. It's like a one house chotzer, where the chotzer belongs to the house. The house belongs to the chotzer. It's one unit. There's nobody else that has ownership rights, nobody else who lives there. Then Yisrael would be free to go and carry the entire Shabbos. Now, there's a special din by a ger, that a ger chas v'shalom who passes away and leaves no yarshim. Now, that's not a common case, because we have, Baruch Hashem, many gerim amongst us, and those gerim typically marry and they have children, and so therefore they do have yarshim. But what happens if you have a ger that didn't get married, or he got married, he had no kids, and the wife predeceased him? Bottom line is there's no one, there's no yorish. And of course he didn't assign it in a tzava, in a last will and testament. What happens? So halach is, any Jew can go and be machzib in a chasiv, any Jew that finds out, the first one that makes a kinyan on his chasiv, it belongs to him. Theoretically, the Yisrael next door could have been machzik, but apparently he heard about it too late, or he heard about it, but he says, you know, I don't need anything, I'm fine, I have a bachshem, plenty of nechasim, I don't need anything else. So somebody else came and was machzik the nechsei hager. Okay, so the ger passed away in Bavoychai. So now, which means on Friday. So continuing the Mora, Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph at the top. Avo bishahachzik Yisrael acher bin achosav, even though another Yisrael came from somewhere else, and he was machzik, in other words, he made a kinyan in the chosav of the ger, oiser, he asers. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, these words don't seem to make sense. Because afal pi shehechzik means not only in a case where there was no one that was machzik, it would be asur. But even if someone was machzik is asur. It's the other way around. Because after all, if no one was machzik in his nechosav, it's mutter. There's nobody else here. It's just this Yisrael. He's all by himself. He has nobody else living here, nobody claiming ownership, nobody claiming living here, so he's all by himself. Of course he can go and carry in the sole occupant chaser. So what's the problem? So this Lashon Av B'Shehechzik Yisrael Acher Ben Chosav, Oiser, it's only in a case where Yisrael Acher was Machs Ben Chosav. So now all of a sudden we have a new customer, a new liver here on the scene, not a liver, a new occupant, and another person who lives here in this chotzer. So now he's oyser because you have to work out an erev or bitl rishus. See, Mor is going to ask that question in another moment. So this is when it happens on Friday. What happens if the ger passed away on Shabbos? Mishach Hashecha. Avu bishaloi achzik Yisrael acher, even though there's nobody else around, any oyser, he doesn't aser. And again, that seems to be the opposite of the svar, as Yimar is going to explain now. Haguf Akasha. Before we embark on asking Akasha and Rav Nachman, which is the reason why we brought this Bryce in the first place, let's try to understand the Bryce's text. The text of Chayra is very difficult. Haguf Akasha. Amris, we said in the beginning of the Bryce that if the ger dies b'boy joim on Friday, Ava Bishahechzik, even though somebody else was machzik, it's awesome. And therefore when you say even though, and therefore it sounds like if nobody else came on the scene it was machzik ben nechsei ager, it's aser. But even if somebody was machzik, it's also aser. Adrabba, ki loy hachzik loy asar. If nobody else came on the scene and was machzik, then there's no issa whatsoever. It's only in a case of hachzik Yisrael that you have a problem, not loy hachzik. So Amra Papa, Eima, we have to switch around the gears a little bit. Not Avu Bisha Hechzik Yisrael, Avu Bisha Loi Hechzik. Even though no Yisrael came on the scene, it's Asur. So first of all, we have to understand why. But besides that, but my lashon haGemara, it says at the top, alpha bisha hechzik, and you're saying it really means alpha bisha loy hechzik, but alpha bisha hechzik tani. Says the Gemara hachi kamar. We have to do a little bit of chesur and mechzra. We have to add some words parenthetically, and we have to start again. That this person unfortunately passed away on Friday. Alpha bisha loy hechzik min boy joim elamisha chasheicha. Oh, so now the Yisrael had the ability to come and run over on Friday to be Kona, but for whatever reason he decided to go and dilly-dally, and he only came to be Machzik on Friday night, after Shabbos already began. So therefore the Lashon of Alf B'Shehechzik means, Alf B'Shaloi Hechzik M'Boidjoin, he was not Machzik on Friday, El M'Shechashecha, but only on Friday night, since he had the ability and the authority to go mimachzik on Friday, he is always. Let's see the Rashi, the first of the narrow lines. Avo bishaloi hechzik zut Rashi, miboy joy miyad. He could have been machzik immediately on Friday. The ger passed away 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. This person could have run over 1:30 and been kona. Behim to, but he waited at shechashecha until Friday night. The ikaheter the mitzvah Shabbos. So now what happens? Since Friday night, nobody else owns the property except for the remaining surviving Yisrael. The new machzik didn't arrive on the scene yet. Since it was hechter mitzvah Shabbos, oyser can afarish the kaman. Now why would the oyser? After all, if it was hechter mitzvah Shabbos, why is the oyser? Like the Gemara is going to explain, hoyil v'hoyil loy koyach lahachzik bo b'boyin yoyim im yirtze. Since he had the ability to go and be konet, nimtzis rishus zu teluya v'oimedes. The whole situation of the ownership interest in this ger's nechosim is kind of hanging in the balance. So therefore, it's not considered to be hutul mikta Shabbos because this individual intends to go and run over to be machzik nechosim on Friday night. He could have done it on Friday, even though he waited and sat on his rights until Friday night. That possibility that he could have is already enough to go and aser on the surviving Jew, the Yisrael that's living on the other side of the granary in this chatzim.
So if he could have.
He can't do anything as be a Machal Shabbos if he spoke better or something like that. I mean, the mechanics of making a Chazaka Shabbos seem problematic, don't they?
I hear your question. Presumably we would go into the house and he would lock the door, and that would be the way that he would show ownership interest of the house. Till now the door was open, anybody could come and go. By taking the key and locking it, that would be your nual godu uparatz koshu. It wouldn't be a field, it would be a house, and therefore he locks the door, that would probably be effective to come in machzik bin achosim. So the Gemara says, since he had that right from Erev Shabbos, so then the remaining Jew who knows about it, the surviving Jew, he knows about that Yankel intends running over on Friday night, and therefore also he won't be able to go and carry. So that's a pshat in the first part of the Braisa. Now we continue the Braisa. Misha Chashecha, if the ger only passed away on Friday night, Avo Bishaloi Hechzik Yisrael Acher, Einei Oyser, even though nobody else was Machzik, there is no Iser. What means Fetzi Mora? Avo Bishaloi Hechzik Yisrael Acher, V'loi Miboye Ki Hechzik. So not only in a case where another Yid came, and he was Machzik, Einei Oyser, but even if nobody came to be Machzik, Einei Oyser, if nobody came to be machzik, then what's the problem? The only time that there's an iser is if somebody comes to be machzik. So that doesn't make sense to go and say, "Avo bishloi hechzik." Not only in the case ki hechzik, somebody else came, any iser. If somebody else came, it was machzik. He avadi asers, because now you have two people living in this chatzer: the surviving Jew from before and this new Jew that came on the scene. And again, Omer Papa, Eima Avu Bisha Hechzik. Don't say Misha Chashecha Avu Bisha Loi Hechzik, but Avu Bisha Hechzik, that even though somebody came to go be Machzik, any Yoyser he doesn't answer. Why? Because it was really Hutter Lemiktes HaShabbos, because previously the Ger was around and presumably he participated in the Erev, or he went and was Mevatel Rishus. So therefore, even though somebody was Machzik on Shabbos, ain't he yoyz. But it doesn't say Av Bisha Hachzik, Av Bisha Loy Hachzik. And again, Rapapa does the same type of surgery. Hachikama, Avo Bisha Hachzik, Misha Hashaycha, even though the new Jew was Machzik on Friday night. Kimdole Habole Lahachzik Maboy Joim. Since he wasn't around and he didn't know anything about it, to go be Machzik on Friday, Einay Oyser. Why doesn't the Aser? Because when Friday night, at the time of Bein Shmoshes started, he was not around. He didn't know about it. He was nowhere to be found. The only one that we had over here, and at that time, the ger was still alive, because he only passed away, Misha Hashaycha. So just like it was mutter at that time, it remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. Okay, Ketani Mi is Reisha. So let's go back to the Reisha. What does it say in the Reisha? That Al Pi Shechzi, Yisrael Achman Achasav, he is Oyser. So, and what was this story? How did Rapapa learn? It's talking about he was not Machzik on Friday. And therefore, at the outset of Shabbos, there was only one Jew living there. That's a surviving Jew. He was only the new Jew that came on the scene was only Machzik Mishach Hashecha at night. Kimen Dehavle Lahasik Meboy Jaim. Since things were there was a hanging in the balance on Friday. When is he going to come be Machzik? Yes or no? He asks. So Frank Timara, this new Jew has the status of a Yoyrish. Okay, it was only Machzik Michashech Hashecha. Fine. And my Oyser, Nevatel. Now on Friday night, after it was hanging in the balance until now, now Yankel has come and he's been Koina, the Machzik Benichse Hager. So let's go over to him now. The surviving Jews should come to him and say, my new neighbor, I'd love to be able to carry tomorrow in this chatzer, and in fact, I will invite you to an outdoor kiddush. You can go and join me, but I cannot go and carry any of the food items or any of the kalim outside because now you own it together with me. Mm-hmm. It's too late to make an erev because it's already Shabbos, but please be mevatel reshus. Why did it say in the Brisa that it's also nevatel? Every morach on the same terrace, my oyster tani achi vatel enachanami, until the new owner that was Machzik ben Achasov, until he makes a bittel, it's awesome. But if he wants a mevatel, gizantayt be mevatel, and everything will be hunky-dory, everything will be great, and from that point on, they'll be able to go and carry. So, we asked three kashas in a row on Rav Nachman, and we've answered all three, and the last two kashas we answered the same way, that even though the Braisa used the expression osir, doesn't mean it's irrevocably osir, it's osir ad shiavatel. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to come on to that. I have a better teretz, if you will. Masisamani Beishamahi. The two brises that we just finished learning, both of which that it said that it's Asur, goes according to Beishamahi. The Amri ain't been to the Shus Beishabis. We had this in our previous Mishnah, now it said in the Mishnah. Naimisai Nois and Rishus. At what point can you be Mavatl Rishus? Beishamahi Omrim, only Mibai Joim. You cannot go and give Bitl Rishus on Shabbos, only on Friday. And Beis Hillel says, no, you can go and give Bitl Rishus on Friday night as well. And that being the case, Zoktimor, according to Beis Shammai, you cannot do Bitl Rishus on Friday. You can only do Bitl Rishus on Friday. You cannot do Bitl Rishus on Shabbos. So in each one of these cases, if Chas V'Shalom, a person passed away on Shabbos, and now the Yoyrish wants to do Bitl Rishus, Beis Shammai says, Asur, it's impossible to do Bitl Rishus, because any Bitl Rishus had to be done on Friday. But it's already Friday night or Shabbos, it's already too late. That's why in both of those prices it says, it's Asur. So, Tumar, Oma Ula, my time with the Beis Hillel. Why does Beis Hillel hold that you can do Bitl Rishus on Shabbos? Says, Ula, because Beis Hillel holds, Nasa ki oimer kalach etzel yofois. What is this kalach etzel yofois? So this is a reference to a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Most of us learn it when we learn Eila Metzia's second parak in Bava Metzia. It talks about a situation where you have a balabos who comes on the scene and comes to his field. He's ready to give trumas and maestras, and he finds that somebody else came and gave trumas on his behalf. It's what we call a toirim shaloi midas. Normally the halacha is the gabe truma that you have to go and appoint a shliach. This person appointed himself as a shliach he wanted to be a do-gooder or a good doer, and therefore he gave truma on behalf of the balabas. Question is, does this work or not? The Gemara says, brings a braisa in Maseches Bava Metzia, when the balabais comes and he finds that somebody else came and he gave truma, what was his reaction? Did he say klach etzel yofis? Klach etzel yofis means, why did you take from this tavor? You could have taken from the nicer tavor. Now let's go and see what was in this balabas's mind when he said go to the nicer. Let's go and inspect the field. If we in fact find that there is nicer tavor, then he meant it sincerely. He meant to say the kahanim are the elite of Klal Yisrael. They are the ones that do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He deserves a better portion. Why did you go and give him from grade B grain? You should have given from grade A grain. In such a situation, we would say that the truma is effective. Because he's saying, I'm happy with what you did, but you should have done better. What happens, however, if he said, klach etzel yofis, and then we go through the field, and we find that, in fact, these are the nicest and these are the best, there's nothing better? That means that he's speaking sarcastically. And he's saying to him, you had to go and take from the best ones? Okay, you know, the kohen is a great guy, but when I sell grade A wheat, I fetch a much better price than when I go and sell grade B and grade C. So why did you go and give him from the nicest? So says Abaye, when you have such a situation over here, my time in the Beis Hill, nasik oy meklach etzel yofis. It's as if the person is saying klach etzel yofis, meaning that when he did the bitul reshus on Shabbos, the person is saying, I would have, could have, and should have participated in the Erev on Friday, but I forgot. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I would have liked to go and participate in the Erev. And just to go and show you my sincerity, I'm going to be mevatel my reshus now on Friday night, which is not a great thing because I won't be able to carry. Only you can go and carry. So the klach etzel yofis means that in both cases, there's a gili das. Gili das means he shows by his actions what his mindset is. So just like by the truma, when he says klach etzel yofis, if in fact there are yofis that shows that he meant sincerely that this is good truma, but you should have done even better. Here too, when he does a bit on the shus, he's saying, oh, I'm so happy that all of you can go and carry. If there would have been an Erev, I'm so sorry that I didn't participate. And now I sincerely, I'm mevatel my rishus. And that's why he's doing it on Shabbos, because he has a guilty complex. He's upset that he didn't help out all his fellow Jews in the Chatzar by participating in the Erev from Friday. Omer Abaye. So Abaye said, in a classic situation of a regular Chatzar with regular people and the person forgot, and then Friday night he wants to do bitul reshus, that is a perfect, beautiful explanation. That's what Abaye says to Ula. But what happens in the case of Meis Nochri b'Shabbos? A goy passed away in Shabbos, and we said earlier on that if a goy passed away in Shabbos, that although he didn't participate in the Erev, you can still have bitul reshus from the remaining people to go and be able to go and carry. So the question is, my klach etzel yofis hikar? What klach etzel yofis do you have at this point? They didn't make an Erev on Erev Shabbos because the goy was present. They didn't make a schirus ashus either because they forgot, it was too expensive, or he refused. And now the goy died on Shabbos, and now they're saying to themselves, great, let's make a bitul reshus now, we'll be able to go and carry. Here there's no klach etzel yofis, there's no such svara, because there was no Erev that they wanted to make an Erev Shabbos. They couldn't make an Erev because of the presence of the gentle.
At that point, they weren't able to.
Exactly. Therefore, the pshat in the machloikis is different between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. The Beis Shammai savri bitul reshus mikne reshusahu. Mikne reshusahu Beis Shabbos is asur. Beis Shammai holds that the individual reshus is not just I abdicate and I annul my rights, but rather I am makne my rights to everybody else. Makne making kinyonim and Shabbos, that's already problematic. Beis Hill savri is the luki reshusahu bi'almahu. He's mesalik. Mesalik means that he just removes himself from the equation. He says, Rabbeisai, I'm no longer here. I am now transparent. I'm out of here. You do whatever you got to do. Since it doesn't involve the Kenyan, that would be permitted. Yes, Barry.
Yes. earlier that if something's mutter for part of Shabbos, it's mutter for all of Shabbos. They had a whole pair of Pasi Biros where the water dries up, the mechitzos collapse, and you can't carry. Isn't that contradicting this principle?
Pasi Biros collapsed on Shabbos?
No, the water dries up.
Yeah.
The water dries up, both the mechitzos. Mm-hmm. We had that in the earlier parak, remember?
Yes, no, I recall. If I'm not mistaken, either the Gemara or the Toises over there ask Estira from here. Why don't you go and say that since it was mutter for part of Shabbos, it's mutter for the rest of Shabbos. We'd have to look up that Gemara again, but from my recollection is that either the Gemara or the Toises posed that question earlier on in the drying up. Mitchum, I'll try to look it up later to see whether or not my memory serves me correctly. On to the next Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah. What is this all about? What's the inyan again of Erevin? Erevin means until now we have five people. Gzuntai again. We have five people that are living around the Chatzer, and each one of them has rights in the Chatzer, and therefore to be able to make this a one man rishus as opposed to a five man rishus, you have the all five of them collect together food and put it in one person's house, and all of a sudden they merge into one entity for purposes of Shabbos. Okay. What happens, says the Mishnah, that you don't need to come on to depositing the bread, the challah, whatever, for purpose of making the Erev, because this Balabas who lives in the Chotzer already is a Shutif with his Shechenim. In other words, let's assume we only have three people here for the time being. And one, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven happens to be a Shutif with Shimon. Reuven also happens to be a Shutif with Levi. Shimon and Levi are not Shutifim. Shimon and Levi have nothing to do with each other. But each one of them own wine and have perhaps a wine production, a wine factory. And Reuven happens to be a Shutif together with Shimon. He's a Shutif together with Levi. Says the Mishnah, Einen Tzrichen Arev. They don't have to go and make an Erev. Why? Because anyway they all happen to be merged into one by the fact that Reuven has a partnership with the two of them, even though the other two do not have a partnership with each other. Now what happens if he has a partnership with Zeb Yain or Zeb Shemin? He happens to be a partner with Shimon in wine. He's a partner to Levi in Shemin in oil. Then they would have to make an Erev. Why? Because the Yain and the Shemin will not combine together. Why is that important that it does combine and not combine? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. No. Even in the case of the Echad B'Yayin, the Echad B'Shemin, you don't have to make an Erev. What's the Svar of Reb Shimon? We'll see in the Gemara. Izok Yomar. When we started off, that Lezeb B'Yayin, Lezeb B'Yayin, Einen Tzrichen Arev, Omarav U'Bekli Echad. U'Bekli Echad means that you have to have, that they're all Shutfis in the same Kli. Meaning, you have one barrel of wine. 50% of the wine belongs to Reuven and Shimon together. The other 50% of the wine belong to Reuven and Levi together. So Reuven has rights to 100% of wine. Not that it all belongs to him, but he has rights both to the first 50%.
He overlaps with both.
Therefore, he has rights to the entire wine inside this chatzer, inside this kli. Masha Enke, the other two, they only have rights to 50%. But it's all within one kli. Says our Gemara, in such a case, the Erev will work. They don't even have to go and designate it Mishum Erev. It automatically works. Now, Rashi points out that back on Daf Mem Tes we had, that an Erev that was split up into two Kalim is kosher. So here we're saying that the Erev has to be in one Kli Echad. Why over here is it such an insistence to happen to be in one Kli if we said earlier that an Erev can be in two Kalim? So you'll remember, says Rashi, that the Gemara said back in Daf Mem Tes, when do we say that it works in two kelim? If you initially filled up the first kli with the Erev, and it overflowed, there wasn't enough room. For instance, you had five homeowners, and he put the two sudas in one basket. The first person, the second person, by the time you got to the fifth person, there was no room left. And that's why we put it into a second kli. Then it works. Here, they didn't go and put it together, but rather it's because they have a pre-existing partnership. That pre-existing partnership has to be Bikli Echad and not in two separate kelim. There's no need for the overflow over here. So Omar Rabbi Kli Echad, Dafke, if it's all together, the Shutfis in one Kli. Omar Rabbi, they cannot be, bring it right. They tell you, Yanu Zebi Shaman. Tzarich and Arif. Then they would have to make an Arif. So Iyam is Bishleim and Reisha Bekli Echad, Besefe Bishnei Kelim Shapir. If you can tell me the Reisha, what's the difference between the Yain and the Yain and the Yain and the Shemen? Because the Yain and Yain obviously can put together in one Kli, because the two wines work nicely hand in hand in one barrel. However, you cannot go and put wine and oil in one barrel. That doesn't make sense. And therefore, you're going to have to put into two separate kelim. Shapir, oh, it's Takaraya to Rav that we're talking about in the Reisha Bekli Echad. Eliyam is Reisha Bishnei Kelim. V'seifah b'shnei kelim. If the Reish is talking about yayin v'yayin in two separate kelim, v'seifah is talking about yayin v'shemen in two separate kelim. Mal yayin v'yayin, mal yayin v'shemen. What difference does it make that this is yayin v'yayin, this is yayin v'shemen? They're in separate kelim. L'chayre, in both cases, either the erev should work or the erev should not work. What's the difference? Amalei Abaye, Abaye said not nishkaraya. Why yayin v'yayin ro'oy li'arev? Yayin v'shemen ain ro'oy li'arev. That's like we have the halach of bila. Kol Sheroy Labila, Ain Bila Ma'akevis. So here too, Bila? Bila means Legabe Hilchois Kmitza. Hilchas Mincha.
Hilchas
Mincha.
Mincha.
Right. First is bringing a carbon Mincha. And you're supposed to go and add Shemen to the Mincha. And then you're supposed to, Mincha is of course flour. And you add the Shemen, you're supposed to go and mix it. And the Gemara says, what happens if you have a very large amount of mincha, you have 59 or 60 esroinim, and you have your oil. The question is, do you have to go and actually mix it, or just it has to be ro'i, that you could have mixed it? And the Gemara says, you don't actually have to mix it, it's just that you have the ability to go and mix it. So as long as you have a kli which is less than 60 esroinim, you can go and put in all of your mincha together with the shemen, even though it's difficult to go and mix, but it's possible to mix. However, once you have more than 60 esroinim of mincha, then you can no longer fit it into this kli. You'd have to mix into another kli. No, that's no good. So what the Gemara is saying is over here, the same type of svar, that the gabi, the yayin, it's got to be royally arev. Not that you actually mixed it. The fact that there, and of course we're presumably talking about two same type of wine.
Of course, because you mix that. Then it's also like oil. And
exactly. All the grace of wine connoisseurs will tell you that if you mix dry wine with wet wine or sour wine together with sweet wine, you can't do that. Come on, you spoil the wine. And it'll be like a Yayin v'shemen situation. But we're talking about that both of them happen to be delicious Concord grape wine. Both of them are delicious Tokay wine. Both of them are sour wines called dry wines. Anyway, but they're both the type that you can easily mix. So even though in the two separate kelim, that is enough for it. Vashenki Yayin v'shemen in Royal Arif, you can't go mix it one kli five kelim. It doesn't mix. So therefore you have no real strong raya to rap. Now the Mishnah said, "Rabbi Shimon, they don't have to go and be ma'arif." Another 10-15 minutes, yeah. So it's more, even shorter. Vafilu bezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'shemen. Rabbi Shimon says you do not have to make an erev just by the fact that Reuven has a partnership with Shimon and he has a partnership with Levi. Ain't tzrichim la'av. You don't have to make an erev. Even though the partnership, one is B'yayin and one is B'shemen, how could that be? We're talking about that there was two mevois and a chotzer in between. And the people from the two mevois all wanted to go and carry in the chotzer. And what did they do? The people from Mavui A made an Erev or Shetufim mevois with the chotzer. The people from Mavui B made a shituf mevois with the chotzer. However, the two mevois did not make a shituf mevois, this one and that one. A and B remained on their own.
They only share the chotzer.
They only share the chotzer in between. You see, Uri, how much I need you here? Shekoich. Reb Shimon Latami did not. We have this in an earlier Mishnah. Reb Shimon Lamad of a Daimat. You have a picture. Good. The Sholosh Chatzeris Apsuchai Zulazu, Psuchai Zushisarab. This is similar to the case we have two, three chatzeros, each one open to the other, and each one of them is open to Shisaram. Have a good Chodesh. Thank you for joining us. Great to have both of you. Okay, Chodesh Tov. It's Dom of the Sholish Chatzeros, Psucha Zulazu, Psucha Shisaram. All three of the chatzeros are open up to Shisaram. If the two outer ones made an Erev with the middle one. It's really not an Erev, it's really Shetuf from the voice, but the Gemara is imprecise in the language. The two outer Mavois, or in this case, the two outer Chatzerois, can go and carry with the middle one, and the middle one can go and carry with it. But the outer ones are Asur. Aha. So what does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara wants to say that this is the same thing here, the Chatzer bin Shnei Mavois. That what? You have a situation where Lezeh b'yayin u'lezeh b'shemen. Reuven has a shutfis with Shimon. Reuven has a shutfis with Levi. But Shimon and Levi do not have a shutfis one with the other. It's only Reuven that has with them. So Reuven, in fact, would be able to go and carry with Shimon. And he'd be able to carry with Levi. Well, if they're all in one chotzer, how does that work? It says, Yimor chotzer shebein shnei mavuos. Ah, it's a chotzer in between. So chotzer, the one in the chotzer, Reuven, he has a shutfis with Shimon in the right mavui. He has a shutfis with Levi in the left mavui. So they can go and carry with him. He can go and carry with them. But Shimon and Levi cannot carry with each other because they have no shaychus to one another. It's like the case of Sholosh Chatzers. So that's Rishim and Lishpshi Tosei. Fetima Omali Abaya. Look at what the words of our Mishnah say, and look what it says over there. Midami, how can you compare? There it says that the two outer ones are also with one another because they didn't participate in a common communal Erev. Here it says they don't have to go and be Marav at all. Let's look at the Lashon of Shimon. They don't need to make an Erev. It sounds like it's all easy street. They don't have to make an Erev because of this joint shutfis that Reuven has with Shimon and with Levi. So it's just the opposite. Not that the two are us. It sounds like everybody's mutter. Everything more pshat is my ain tzrichan Erev. Shcheinim bahadi bala bayis. Of shcheinim bahadi adori tzrichan Erev. Oh, what we're talking about is those two shcheinim, the Shimon and the Levi, they don't have to make an Erev with Reuven. Because Reuven owns Shutfis, he's a partner together with Shimon, and Reuven is a partner together with Levi. So vis-a-vis Reuven and Shimon v'Levi, no, you don't need to make any type of Eretz.
Only Shimon and Levi.
Ah, but Shimon and Levi, the Shechein and Ba'adhadi Adoni, Shimon and Levi between themselves, they do have to make an Eretz because they have no Sheikhs, they have no connection with
them.
But totally logical, and that's now consistent with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said the two outer ones, the two outer Chatzeirois, are Osir Zem Zeh. Here too, they're going to be Osir unless the two are Ma'at. Reb Yosef Amar, Reb Shimon Rabbanan Beplukta Reb Yoichim and Nuri Rabbanan Kamiflegi. I have a new pshat in our Mishnah. Not that we're talking about two mavois, but everybody lives together in the same mavoi. I had Reb Shimon say that it's one Erev, even though he's b'yayin and he's b'shemen. That's the famous machlek Reb Yechim and Reb Rabbanan that we learned already earlier on in our Masechta. We had it in Masechta Shabbos at the very beginning. It says it na'an shemen tzitzof al gabi yayin v'nogel tfulyoyim b'shemen l'ipasel ele shemen b'lvohod Reb Yechim and Reb Yoyim eshneim chiburim zeh lo zeh. You have over here a tfulyoyim. A Tvul Yoyim has the status of a Sheni L'tuma. Tvul Yoyim could not be Metame Chulin, because Chulin can only go until a Sheni. And he's a Sheni. So he's a Sheni Yid, this Tvul Yoyim, and therefore he cannot go and create any Tumma by Chulin. However, he can cause Tumma by Truma, because Truma goes until a Shlishi. And in fact, Rashi tells us that the Shemen and the Yain were made out of Truma, Shel Truma Heng. Okay, so now you have a situation where in one container you have Shemen on the top, you have Yayin on the bottom, and the Tvul Yoyim only touched the upper layer of Shemen at the top. Says the Mishnah, Leiposal el Shemen buvad. The word Leiposal means really Leitime, he didn't make Tomei. The reason why he uses the expression Posal, because Posal means that the Tumah will stop here at Shlishi. It won't go beyond that because Truma only goes to a Shlishi, it doesn't go to a Revi. So the Apostle of Shemin Bilvad, only the Shemin is going to become Tamei because he only touched the Shemin. What about the Yayin underneath? He didn't touch the Yayin. So why can't you go and say that the Shemin will be Metame the Yayin? Because the Shemin is a Shlishi and the Yayin is Truma, you can't go beyond Shlishi, it stops there. Okay, so the Shemin is Tamei, it touches the Yayin remains Tar. No. The fact that the two are liquids, one on top of the other, for purposes of Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, they're considered to be as if they're Mechubar one liquid, and when the tefillin touched the upper one, it's as if he touched the lower one. And therefore, everything becomes possible, everything becomes tummy. Okay, says Gemara now, Rabbanan k'Rabbanan, Rav Shimon k'Rabbi. Back in our Mishnah, when the Rabbanan said that zeh b'yayin v'zeh b'shemen, you have to make a new Erev, this is not sufficient when you have a partnership, one yayin, one shemen. Of course, that's Rabbanan over there. Like pasul shemen b'lad. The two don't combine. They don't merge. So therefore, they're not going to merge here either. Mashenkein, Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yechim Menuri. Reb Yechim Menuri says that even though Yayin and Shemen are totally two different liquids, but nevertheless they can be Mechuber. So here too, if you were to go and put, for instance, the Yayin and Shemen, let's say in one barrel like Rav learned, even though the two don't mix, nevertheless, for purpose of Erev, that's sufficient, and they would be considered to be a good Erev, and you wouldn't have to make an Erev. The Shutfus with the two would be sufficient.
I just want to ask you, this whole thing about the barrel, it's just an object so that they could use it to make a shutuf. It has nothing to do with the Erev itself. It's just
It doesn't have to do with the Erev itself, because according to Tanakhama, you don't have to make an Erev. But this would be like a substitute Erev. The fact that each one of them, that Reuven has a partnership with Shimon and a partnership with Levi, and both partnership rights are all together in the same container, that makes it the halachic equivalent of an Erev. So that you don't have to go and say, okay, let's get an Erev together. What do you mean let's get an Erev together? We already got one. We already got a barrel full of the wine that belongs to everybody.
So what I'm saying is that basically takes the place of like what we traditionally use as a challah.
Right.
That's what I mean. You're doing
beautifully. Okay, by the way, when to Mariv Chatzeres, you don't necessarily have to go and use challah.
It's just easy, then, so we always use that.
We had in the Gemara before, you could even use two revus of wine.
Right.
Now, whether that applies to Rivah Chatzeres, Ruvi Tchumen, we had a machloek between Rashi and Toisis at the beginning of that perek of Bamei Ma'arvin. How can you be Ma'arv?
Sure.
No problem. Tanya, Reb Loza ben Tadoy Oimer, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Tzrichen Li'arv. In both cases, both the case of the yayin v'yayin and the case of the yayin v'shemen, you still gotta make an erev. Afil lezeh b'yayin, ulezeh b'yayin. Even this one b'yayin and this one b'yayin, you still have to go and put together an erev. And Rashi says that this is lashon bitmia. Afil lezeh b'yayin, ulezeh b'yayin. You still have to make an erev. After all, Reuven is a partner with Shimon and Levi. What do you got to make an erev for? Our Tanakhama said very clearly, you don't have to. And Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah, he agrees. Ain't zerach la'arev. So what's the problem? Yayin v'yayin. Amara b'zeh bo b'legina v'shofach, b'zeh bo b'legina v'shofach, kul yalma le'pligida v'erev. If in fact, how did the wine get in the barrel in the first place? The zeh bo b'legina, legina means a smaller jug, a smaller container. So Reuven and Shimon took their container and they poured it into the larger barrel. And v'zebo l'gina v'shofach, and the Reuven and Levi came with their smaller jug and they poured into the larger barrel. Everybody would agree that was Erev, because that's very similar to the standard Erev. That what everybody goes and puts their wine together. Or two sudas together. Keep leaking on shalaku chavishal yayin bishutfis. Talks about when they bought it bishutfis. Now, what does that mean that they bought it bishutfis? That there was already an existing barrel of wine, and Reuven and Shimon bought 50%, and Reuven and Levi bought 50%. So, Reblozovit Tadoi Sovar, Ein Breira. You cannot go and mavar which belongs to Reuven and Shimon, and which one belongs to Reuven and Levi. But they hold that Yeshbra, you can be Mavar. So what difference does it make if you can be Mavar or if you cannot be Mavar? Because to be able to go and identify where your Shutfus happens to be. So let's look at the Rashi. Zebal Begin of a Shofach, third line from the top of the Amid. That the Reuven came with Shimon and they poured in. Shimon and Reuven and Levi poured in, and they both poured and poured and poured until they filled the chavis up. Even though originally when they poured the wine, it wasn't the shame. A ruve chatzeres or shetufei mevuos. Same chenolav. It's still good. Shari hevi kol echad yayin yayin. Everybody brought their wine and they brought it to the sea. Avolokhu chavis yayin b'shutfes. If they purchased a barrel of wine b'shutfes, svele ben tadoi, Ein breira. What means ein breira? Vavluhu kemishin ishtadfu b'mo'os shloi hover yayin l'chol echad v'yachad. Look at this barrel. Can you split up which portion of the barrel belongs to Reuven and Shimon and which portion belongs to Reuven and Levi? Impossible. So where was the shutfus? The shutfus was in the original money that they paid for it. You can't go and make an Erev with money. You can only make an Erev with wine or with food items. And therefore, says Reb Lozman Tadoi, that's why it will not work if they bought the Chavius B'Shutfus. According to Rabbanan, Yesh Breira, even though I cannot identify it with my finger, but halachically, we can go and split the barrel down the middle and say that the right part belongs to Reuven and Shimon, the left part belongs to Reuven and Levi, and therefore you will have a successful Erev altogether. After all, Mitzvah to be continued this Sugya tomorrow. Hagud Chodesh, and thank you all for attending and participating.